Will Taylor Swift pay a visit to the CN Tower while she's in Toronto this month? Officials with the landmark aren't sure, but they're anticipating an influx of fans while the pop star plays 6 sold-out shows next door at Rogers Center. "We're hoping to extend the party," said Jennifer Page, Director of Marketing, Communications and Partnerships with the CN Tower. "We'll have a lot to see and do here at the tower, so we're hoping people will come in and enjoy it." Between now and November 23, Swifties and other visitors who head up to the main observation level can enjoy an exclusive collection of Taylor Swift photography from her 1989, Reputation, and Eras tours, provided by photographer Jasmeet Sidhu. Taylor Swift album cover-inspired photo opportunities are also available to guests, offering breathtaking views high above the concert venue, according to Page. Additionally, guests and concertgoers can indulge in a variety of food truck options at Kenyatta Lands Square, located at the base of the CN Tower. Tickets are not required to enjoy food trucks or activities in Canada Lands Square. "It's all about having fun and making some feel-good moments," Page said. "The tower is really about elevating and celebrating every occasion, so that's what we're doing." If Swift visits the CN Tower, she would join a high-profile list of visitors who have spent time in Toronto's tallest structure, including Terry Fox, Princess Diana, Prince Harry, Michelle Obama and Richard Branson. "We'd be thrilled to welcome her on Edgewalk. That would be a blast," Page added. "We would really love to reiterate an invitation. We're just next door, so come on by. It would be next level." Edgewalk is the world's highest external walk on a building at 1,168 feet high, or 116 love stories, above the ground. The CN Tower isn't scheduled to light up in any particular colors during Taylor Swift's residency since that's really only for charitable causes, said Page, though the landmark is slated to run its rainbow light show at various times. Renovations to the terrace level, which began during the pandemic, are essentially complete, barring a few finishing touches. Those include state-of-the-art interactive video walls, a new and uninterrupted glass floor, and improved accessibility features. "There's been a lot that's changed here since COVID," Page said. "A lot of people in our backyard are rediscovering the CN Tower. The city really has a lot to celebrate, and we're hoping Swifties check out all the great things Toronto has to offer."